I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the lost summer of 1972. One of the great things about growing up in Kane is being able to live life free from worry about both natural and man-made disasters. With a low probability of earthquakes, floods, forest fires, and hurricanes, along with being about 3 hours from a major population center, our region in Pennsylvania is often thought of as being high on the safety index. Only a truly freak 100-year event, such as the killer tornadoes of 1985 or the rains of the lost summer of 1972, can threaten our safe and peaceful existence on the hilltop. If you were around in the summer of 72, you probably remember that it rained a lot. Then it rained a little more, and then some more just for good measure. And when it stopped raining, the summer was practically over. According to reports from the Associated Press, Agnes, the first major storm of the Atlantic season, swirled to hurricane strength in the Caribbean on Saturday, June 17th. By June 23rd, Agnes, now a cyclone, reached all the way up the Atlantic coast to Pennsylvania, with much of the state taking on more than 7 inches of rain. Furthermore, a large swath of precipitation exceeding 10 inches was reported in the central part of the state. Overall, the rains peaked at 19 inches in the western portions of Schuylkill County. According to Wikipedia, Agnes is listed as the wettest tropical cyclone on record for the state of Pennsylvania. Overall, more than 100,000 people were forced to leave their homes due to flooding. Some buildings in Harrisburg were under 13 feet of water. At the governor's mansion there, the first floor was submerged by floodwaters. Hundreds were trapped in their homes in Wilkes-Barre due to the overflowing Susquehanna. In Luzerne County alone, 25,000 homes and businesses were either damaged or destroyed. Losses in that county totaled to $1 billion, according to Wikipedia. In total, in Pennsylvania, more than 68,000 homes and 3,000 businesses were laid to waste. Due to the destroyed houses, at least 220,000 people were left homeless. The damages and death tolls for Agnes in the U.S. were both the highest in Pennsylvania, with 50 fatalities and $2.3 billion in losses. Closer to home, severe flooding in Eldred left the business district several feet underwater, according to the Kane Republican. Cowdersport, Port Allegheny, and Smithport also experienced record rainfall amounts and associated flooding. The Kinzu Valley took on record rainfall with dangerously high waters in the Kinzu Dam and at both the Red Bridge and Kiasutha recreation areas, causing Allegheny National Forest administrators to shut down operations for most of the summer, according to the Kane Republican. In New York, the towns of Olean, Elmira, and Corning, as well as many other southern tier communities, were severely flooded. Sections of the former Erie Railroad between Hornell and Binghamton were damaged. Flooding in the upper Allegheny River Basin was actually made worse due to the Kinzu Dam, according to Wikipedia, as tributaries backed up and overflowed their banks in New York State. However, newspaper reports credit the Kinzu Dam with preventing further damage downstream in Pennsylvania, and much of the flood-prone areas in the Allegheny Reservoir region had already been cleared of residents in preparation for the dam's construction. One can only imagine how devastating downstream flooding would have been in Pittsburgh without the dam. Our neighbors in Warren and Bradford would have needed an ark. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Don't miss next week's program to find out how 8 days in December of 1972 changed the course of Pittsburgh sports forever. Meanwhile, please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.